how to properly couple and uncouple combination vehicles, properly coupling and uncoupling combination vehicles, such as tractor trailers, is essential to ensure safe and efficient operations. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to correctly couple or connect and uncouple or disconnect a tractor from its trailer. Coupling or connecting the tractor to the trailer. Position the tractor. Park the tractor in a straight line with the trailer, ensuring it's aligned with the kingpin on the trailer. Make sure the tractor and trailer are on level ground. Secure the tractor and trailer. Engage the tractor's parking brake and chock the wheels. Apply the trailer's parking brake and use the landing gear to support the front of the trailer. Inspect the kingpin and fifth wheel. Verify that the kingpin located on the front of the trailer is clean and properly lubricated. Also, ensure that the fifth wheel located on the rear of the tractor is clean and properly greased. Back the tractor under the trailer. Back the tractor slowly and steadily under the trailer. Use your mirrors to ensure proper alignment of the kingpin with the fifth wheel. Connect the air lines. Connect the electrical and air lines from the tractor to the trailer. This includes the electrical cord for lights, ABS, and other electrical connections, as well as the air lines for the trailer's brakes and suspension system. Lower the landing gear. Use the landing gear controls to lower the trailer onto the fifth wheel. The fifth wheel should lock onto the kingpin, securing the tractor and trailer together. Lock the fifth wheel. Ensure that the fifth wheel is securely locked in place, preventing any unintended separation. Perform a tug test. Before fully releasing the landing gear, perform a tug test. Gently pull the tractor forward to ensure it's properly connected to the trailer. If it doesn't move, the connection is secure. Raise the landing gear. If the tug test is successful, raise the landing gear to its fully stowed position. The trailer should now be supported by the tractor. Check connections and securement. Double-check all connections, including air and electrical lines, the kingpin, and the fifth wheel. Ensure that everything is properly secured. Complete a brake check. Perform a brake check to ensure that the trailer's brakes are working correctly and responding to the tractor's brake pedal. Uncoupling or disconnecting the tractor from the trailer. Position the tractor and trailer. Park the tractor and trailer in a designated area or parking spot on level ground. Set the brakes and chock the wheels. Engage the tractor's parking brake and chock the wheels. Apply the trailer's parking brake as well. Disconnect air lines and electrical connections. Disconnect the air lines and electrical connections between the tractor and trailer. Lower the landing gear. Lower the landing gear until the trailer is fully supported. This relieves the pressure on the fifth wheel. Release the fifth wheel. Unlock the fifth wheel by pulling the release handle. This allows the tractor to separate from the trailer. Pull forward. Carefully drive the tractor forward to separate it from the trailer. Watch for any movement to ensure the separation is complete. Secure the trailer. Set the trailer's landing gear on the ground and raise it to support the trailer. Disconnect the air lines and electrical connections on the trailer. Complete post-trip inspection. After uncoupling, conduct a post-trip inspection of the tractor and trailer, ensuring that all systems are in good working order. Properly coupling and uncoupling a tractor from a trailer is essential to safety, preventing equipment damage, and ensuring efficient operations. Always follow your company's specific procedures and guidelines, as different tractors and trailers may have unique features or requirements. How to inspect and test combination vehicle components to ensure safe operation. Inspecting and testing the components of a combination vehicle, such as a tractor trailer, is crucial to ensuring safe and reliable operation. Regular inspections help identify potential issues and prevent breakdowns or accidents. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to inspect and test the key components of a combination vehicle. External inspection. Before entering the cab or attempting to start the engine, perform an external inspection of the vehicle. This involves walking around the truck and trailer to check for visible issues or damage. Pay attention to the following. Tires. Inspect all tires for proper inflation, tread depth, and any visible damage or punctures. Check for signs of uneven wear. Lights. Test all exterior lights, including headlights, taillights, turn signals, brake lights, and hazard lights. Ensure they are functioning correctly. Brake system. Inspect the brake components, including air lines, hoses, and connections. Look for leaks, damage, or loose fittings. Check the condition of brake drums, shoes, and linings. Suspension. Examine the suspension components, including leaf springs, shock absorbers, and airbags, for any signs of damage or wear. Fuel and exhaust systems. Check for fuel leaks and ensure that the exhaust system is secure and free from damage. Wheels and rims. Examine the wheels and rims for any visible cracks, damage, or missing components. Kingpin and fifth wheel. Inspect the kingpin on the trailer and the fifth wheel on the tractor for proper lubrication and signs of damage. In-cab inspection. After completing the external inspection, enter the cab to assess the vehicle's interior components. Check the following: dashboard and instrument panel. Ensure that all dashboard warning lights and gauges are functioning correctly. Look for any warning lights indicating issues. Steering wheel and column. Check the steering wheel for proper alignment and ensure that it's securely attached. Verify that the steering column is not loose or damaged. Seat and seat belts. Confirm that the driver's seat is secure, not damaged, and adjustable. Check the seat belts for functionality and ensure they are properly fastened. Mirrors. Adjust the mirrors for proper visibility. Verify that all mirrors are intact and free from cracks or damage. Horn. Test the horn to ensure it's working correctly. Windshield and wipers. Inspect the windshield for cracks or damage. Test the windshield wipers to ensure they function properly. Emergency equipment. Verify the presence and accessibility of emergency equipment, including fire extinguisher, reflective triangles, and safety vest. Brake test. Before hitting the road, conduct a brake test to assess the performance of the brake system. Follow these steps. Static brake test. Release the parking brake. Engage the service brake and check for any significant loss of air pressure in the system. A significant pressure drop indicates a potential brake system issue. Parking brake test. Apply the parking brake and ensure it holds the vehicle in place without any movement. Service brake test. While driving at a low speed in a safe open area, gradually apply the service brakes to check for smooth and effective braking action. Listen for unusual noises or vibrations. Air brake test. If your vehicle is equipped with an air brake system, perform a comprehensive air brake test, which includes the following steps. Build air pressure. Start the engine and allow the air compressor to build up air pressure. Observe the air pressure gauge, ensuring it reaches the specified range. Low air warning. Test the low air warning system by reducing the air pressure in the system to trigger the warning light or buzzer. Parking brake test. Apply the parking brake and confirm that it holds the vehicle in place. Service brake test. Conduct a service brake test by driving at a low speed in a safe area and applying the brakes to ensure they function smoothly and effectively. Emergency brake test. While in a safe location, conduct an emergency brake test by applying the brakes fully to assess their immediate stopping power. ABS system test. If your vehicle is equipped with an anti-lock braking system, or ABS, ensure it is in working order. Perform an ABS test by driving at a low speed and engaging the brakes to activate the ABS system. You should feel a pulsing sensation in the brake pedal, which is normal during ABS operation. Functional test. Start the engine and ensure all primary vehicle systems, such as the engine, transmission, and power accessories, are functioning correctly. By conducting thorough inspections and tests of your combination vehicle's components, you can identify and address any issues promptly, ensuring safe and reliable operation on the road. Regular inspections are crucial for preventing breakdowns, reducing the risk of accidents, and complying with safety regulations. How to operate landing gear, pull releases, and position converter dollies. Operating landing gear, pulling releases, and positioning converter dollies in tractor trailers are important tasks that truck drivers must be familiar with. These activities are crucial for safely coupling and uncoupling trailers and optimizing load distribution. Here's a guide on how to perform these tasks. Operating landing gear. Landing gear is a set of legs or supports located at the front of the trailer. It's used to support the trailer when it's uncoupled from the tractor. Here's how to operate the landing gear. Park the trailer. Ensure the trailer is on level ground and the brakes are engaged. Locate the landing gear crank handle. The landing gear crank handle is typically stored in a bracket on the side of the trailer, often near the front. Engage the handle. Insert the crank handle into the gearbox located on the landing gear legs. Ensure it is securely seated. Raise the landing gear. Turn the crank handle clockwise to raise the landing gear legs. Continue turning until the trailer is fully supported by the landing gear and it's no longer resting on the fifth wheel of the tractor. Lower the landing gear. To lower the landing gear when reconnecting the trailer to the tractor, turn the crank handle counterclockwise. This lowers the landing gear legs, allowing the trailer to rest on the fifth wheel. Check for proper engagement. After lowering or raising the landing gear, ensure it's securely locked in place to prevent any unexpected movement. Pulling releases. Pull releases are used when uncoupling and coupling the trailer to the tractor. They release the locking mechanism that secures the fifth wheel to the kingpin on the trailer. Here's how to operate pull releases. Engage the parking brake. Ensure the tractor and trailer are securely parked with their brakes engaged. Locate the pull release handles. The pull release handles are typically found on both sides of the fifth wheel mechanism, usually near the top. Pull the handles. Firmly grasp the pull release handles and pull them toward the rear of the tractor. This action disengages the locking mechanism and allows the fifth wheel to move. Ensure proper release. Verify that the fifth wheel is fully released by gently moving the tractor forward and backward. The tractor should move freely without the trailer attached. Positioning converter dollies. Converter dollies, also known as pup dollies, are used to connect two trailers together in a set. Positioning the converter dolly correctly is essential. Here's how to do it. Align the converter dolly. Position the converter dolly in line with the first trailer and the second trailer. Make sure it's on level ground. Lower the landing gear. If the converter dolly has landing gear, lower it to support the dolly's weight and ensure it's level. Back the first trailer. Slowly back the first trailer, guiding the kingpin into the fifth wheel on the converter dolly. Secure the locking mechanism as you would during a normal coupling process. Secure the second trailer. Once the first trailer is coupled to the converter dolly, proceed to back the second trailer into the dolly's fifth wheel. Secure this connection as well. Double check everything. Ensure that both trailers are securely coupled to the converter dolly and that all locking mechanisms are engaged. Operating landing gear, pulling releases, and positioning converter dollies require careful attention to detail and safety. Always follow your company's specific procedures and guidelines, as different equipment and configurations may have unique features or requirements.